32 minutes past 1 o'clock, and really kind of an ever so much more so Friday, as it is my true pleasure to welcome back to Excursions our guest from just about exactly 28 days ago, artist in residence at UD with the students in their theater, dance, and performance technology program, Steve Connell. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it is my honor. Last time was so great, I couldn't wait to get back.
It's sort of a density. We have special programming coming up at 2 o'clock. I was able to get you on the horn, and you agreed to come early. There's a density in our broadcast today and a density in your life.
Sure is.
When I said, you know, could you come a little early, you're like, yes. Yes, I can, but understand I'm still writing the piece that's happening tonight. Yeah. How has it been? So tell us about the number of students involved and how you navigated yourselves to this evening.
Oh, my goodness. First, I got to say what up to the people at Antioch, people in Yellow Springs, people at Dayton, Ohio, University. I'm having a good time. And the drive here is incredible. Like Ohio's doing me right. It's beautiful here.
Isn't it beautiful here?
Oh, my goodness. And you killing it. I came late just so I could listen to you on the radio. Those songs. I was telling you, the Regina Spektor one and the Bob Dylan.
Woo.
So the show, how many is it? It's tricky. In terms of, you know, I think at this point, seven or eight that are in the cast.
Okay.
But there's more than that. That's got their golden thumbprints dented firmly into the clay of this show. You know, there were some students that were in early on, some students that have been a part of it that have come in different ways. Community members, plus the
behind the scenes stuff.
The crew, yeah, exactly. The crew's been incredible. But specific shout out to Matt and Ryan, who have been the amazing tech. Ryan's the stage manager, and then Michelle and Jerome, the three-headed hydra that is the directing force of Unfinished. The finishers.
Unfinished is the name of it, which I just love because and you said it. By the way, if you point your browser to udayton.edu and search Unfinished or search for our guest today, Steve Connell, that's S-T-E-V-E, and then Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L, double that last part. And Steve Connell creates. You can find links to all of this
and
avenues to attend the performances tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8, Sunday matinee at 2, all of these in the Black Box Theater in Fink Hall on the UD campus. So you landed with a notion, and Unfinished was always going to be the title, correct?
Yes. And that we were committed to that. You know, she put that in print months ago. That's the interesting thing is back in the summer, really, once we committed, she's like, I need a title and a description. and it's in print. So, so we had committed well before there was a show. But I really believed in the idea and knew essentially that this was something in the play, it talks for a minute about Michelle asked me to come out as a resident artist, what would be, you know, worth leaving Los Angeles to come work in Dayton and going without sleep and without my love for a month, you know? And this was that thing from jump, the opportunity to wrestle with the world in which we live, specifically as Americans, but ultimately as citizens of the world, and try to figure out where we are, how we got here, how we feel about it, and what we're going to do to move forward in a way that can heal all instead of hurt some for the advantage of few.
What a wonderful exercise for all of us to take a moment to sort of look inward and outward in that way. So Unfinished, which I don't think I fully appreciated when you came at the beginning of the month, describes someone talking about ours is to continue the unfinished work of the dead.
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, which seems macabre, but it's actually really joyfully hopeful.
I think so. I mean, I think I wouldn't use the term macabre, but I definitely understand the way. I mean, anytime we talk of the dead, there is that sense, and I think there is both live in it because the actual someone who the quote is from is Lincoln, and it was the Gettysburg Address.
I didn't realize that.
Yes,
and I used to have that memorized. Wow,
come on.
What goes.
Come on, Nikki.
Passes through
your
mind. Yeah,
man. You know, you up here, this radio DJ, all groovy. No, so yeah, and it was the Gettysburg Address. So on the battlefield of Gettysburg, and he said, you know, we're here to consecrate this ground, but we cannot do more to consecrate this ground than those who have died here have already done. It is only for us, the living, to carry on the unfinished work of the dead. And the idea, yeah, and the idea from that, that's where the title came from. And that idea for all of us, right, for us to carry on that unfinished work, to ask ourselves, you know, the words, you know, the words of America are a beautiful thing, but you know, what has happened to its actions is the question for us all. And the other aspect of the double meaning of the play is, for me, coming up here, looking at the world, especially the last few years, where we seem more divided than I feel like that in my lifetime, and it's this idea about the Civil War, and as I felt like, yo, it feels like maybe we're broken on a level where for the first time ever I can understand how the Civil War happened. You know, I'm seeing the energy around like the Muslim ban and immigration, and suddenly feeling like these things that are history, like internment camps, suddenly feel like maybe that's how it happened, right? And the Bay of Pigs, nuclear war could never happen. And suddenly I'm anxious, you know, and the idea of unfinished is maybe the Civil War never finished. And maybe that's what we're still fighting right now. And we have to finish it or it will finish us. And that's, I think, the question there in the show.
Find out more about our guest, Steve Connell, at his website, steveconnellcreates, all one word, .com, steveconnellcreates.com, double the N and L and Connell, or come tonight.
Come tonight. Come opening tonight. Night.
Opening night of Unfinished. And tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8, matinee at 2 o'clock. We will have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away before this is all said and done. But we're quickly running out of time. Speaking yes. of, you know, the Civil War and the notion of what are we Americans saying, I worked with a piece of yours called Hashtags this morning. And this is with your band, Kill the Poets.
Remind people
where that comes from, because it's worth remembering every day.
Well, you mean the title?
Kill the Poets title.
Yeah, I mean, the line, for me, there's this story, and it says, is an ancient kingdom, a revolution occurred, and the king's watching nervously from on high, and his man walks in and says, yo, what to do?
There's
madness in the streets. What should we do? And the king replied, it's simple. Kill the poets. You know, and that idea that the people of power are afraid of the people that can wake them up, you know, to where we're living, and the real power lies in the people. So that's where the title comes from. And I'm so proud not only of the band, but of the fact that this hashtags, this is the first time it's been played. So it's radio premiere right here. Why so? What's up, Ohio?
I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Anybody tell you that I miss practice? If a coach say I miss practice and y'all hear it, then that's that. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year.
Are we talking about
simple as that?
Hashtags?
It ain't about that.
I mean, we're supposed to be talking about the game.
It's not about that.
Right?
At all.
You know, the important issue. We ain't even talking about the game here, man. We're talking about hashtags.
Man, look, I hear you.
Is that what we're doing? Really?
It's strange to me, too.
Talking about hashtags? I mean, that's like emoticons versus emojis. LOL versus ha ha ha. Instagram versus Snapchat versus who give a ish versus waste of time versus Justin team Robert team Tyler Kanye or Taylor ice cream pro yo distraction candy plastic punishment. Are we really talking about hashtags? See, the litmus test is simple. If you watch footage from the last chapter in the struggle for civil rights, and you were on the side of Rise Up Rosa Parks and the King of Dreams, if you looked at pictures of Bernie Cross and whites only signs and on the screen, if you would have marched on Washington and believe in the Voting Rights Act, then you stand with Black Lives Matter, because clearly you believe that black lives matter. And the fact that you don't understand nuance and feel only empathy, but not rage? Well, that's not great, but it's okay. As long as you can see that black men shot by policemen for no reason? That's just the old-fashioned lynching done a new-fashioned way. I mean, if you see what happened in the 1960s or the 1880s and refuse to see it happening today, then you are with Black Lives, no matter what your hashtag may say, because you stand with the movement until you stand in the way. And you can waffle on that if you want to. You could, right? I mean, you can waffle on that if you want to. You could quibble a bit, be a bit of a shit. You could say, I stand with Black Lives Matter movement. I don't personally, you know, speaking parenthetically, I think that all lives matter, and I wish they changed their name. That said, I recognize injustice when it shoots me in the head, and that's why I shouldn't be a divide. I stand on their side, and what it comes down to for me, personally, is this. All lives matter. Absolutely. They do. Which is why I say Black Lives Matter. Because in America, it's clear that saying all lives matter isn't true. I mean, that's why X-Men cell phones keep getting used. Because when you shootin', they shootin' to show dead bodies as proof of a reality that should be incredibly clear. The black lives clearly don't matter here. Oh, you can put your hashtag the way that you like it on a Twitter account that you don't have to have. Just as long as you know. Hashtags aren't equal to movement, and there is a long way to go, and you can make distinctions, yes. And criticism is fine, yes. As long as when you do it, you're holding a sign. I mean, if you with the protest standing in line with your fist up, you can talk all day about the different ways you wish people would act, or how you wish they'd show up, when they show up, to demand fair treatment for all black lives. I mean, you can offer suggestions. You can voice dissatisfaction. As long as you understand that there has to be action, because we cannot be America if we allow this to happen. And yes, and yes, and yes, you cannot judge a Twitter by its hashtag. We all agree. And while it's not the color of the hashtag that matters, but the content of its tweet, surely we can see the 140 characters cannot do justice to racial injustice in America, which is why we shouldn't really talk about hashtags, because anyone that matters knows that all lives matter, which is why we only talk about how black lives matter, because no one needs to be told that white lives matter, and clearly black lives don't matter enough.
Here we go again, African-American, shot by a police officer.
The system has failed!
It was reasonable in his decision to shoot and kill Philando Castile during a traffic stop last
night. Overnight, the unarmed black behavioral therapist shot by police on the streets of Miami.
My son loved his city, and his city killed my son!
I don't say black lives matter, I say all lives matter.
We, the jury, found him cool. Zimmerman, not guilty. So say we all, four person.
A week and a half ago, some of the protesters demonstrating in Manhattan were chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now.
And for that reason, while saying all lives matter is not wrong because it is true, if you said Muslim lives matter or gay lives matter or immigrant lives matter or poor lives matter, we would stand with you. Because that is the act of asking focus be given to the few, which is what anyone who believes all lives matter must do. And so, here I am telling all my white skin saying all lives matter. If you were saying all lives matter 10 years ago, then should I applaud you on your prescience and your commitment to mankind? But if you only started saying it recently as a reflexive response to hearing that black lives matter, well, then I advise you to be really careful, because that sounds like you're saying shut the hell up about Black Lives Mattering, because I don't want to hear about it, which is a privilege given to people who don't have to hear about it, because it doesn't affect them. So, in the sort of words of Allen Iverson, worry about action, about doing what's right, about not letting the bullshit distract us from the fight. Don't worry about the hashtags, worry about the game. Always start talking about what you wish the movement was named. If you believe all lives matter, then don't say it again until it's true. Because in America, white lives clearly matter more than black lives.
Hey, don't want to get beat down or shot, 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 beat down or shot.
Hashtags.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Connell from his work with his band, Steve Connell, our guest this hour.
Kill the Poets, Kill the Poets.
Kill the Poets. Many and multi are the facets to this performance poet, playwright, all-around sort of motivational soul. It is a pleasure to have you back in the studio. SteveConnellCreates.com for more information, or show up tonight Fitz Hall. Fitz Hall, the Black Box Theater in Fitz Hall on the campus of University of Dayton. You can get your tickets at udaytontickets.com. Again, do it. udaytontickets.com. That piece, not from the work you've been doing tonight. I'll remind our listeners just joining us that you've been an artist in residence with the students of the Theater, Dance, and Performing Technology program at UD for this entire month. And from your combined energies and art sensibility have created a presentation tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8, and Sunday afternoon at 2 called Unfinished. And even though it's very funnily wonderful, this
it is funnily wonderful,
isn't it? That it started out as being, it was going to be called Unfinished from the beginning.
From jump.
And it is still in the process of, it has shape.
Yeah.
But it's being refined even as we speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's still being, because it's, I mean, I'm putting my heart and soul in here. I came here for this month for this purpose. And you know, my attitude is like, you know, I've already got things lined up that are pulling at me, right? Pulling at my collar, saying, come over here, pay attention to this, write that. So this one's so important to me that while I'm here, I'm giving it everything. Sleep takes third place. You know, food ain't happening. I'm here. I was saying on the way over, I was like, if you come to the show, you're going to see me kill it.
Yeah,
it may kill me in the process, but I guarantee you, I'm going to kill it. You're going to get a show, Ohio.
I can only imagine these children, these young adults, these people that you've worked with for this past month are coming through this somehow changed. There's something about a process that if you're invested, if you're present, if you're giving of yourself, you not only have created something that's greater than the sum of its parts, but you yourself have been changed as an element going through. So I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
In this case.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's like my ability to, I know how to work by myself, to have the opportunity to work with this group, you know, to have the support and resources of the University of Dayton, of the incredible artistic talent of their staff and faculty, and then these kids who are, you know, open wide, bleeding, crying, breaking, fighting to grapple with the world they live in and how they as artists and as humans, you know, can make their imprint on it. It's been massively impactful on me in the work and vice versa, I think.
Well, it's just a delight to have had you in our area. I hope that this means one of a string of pearls that we can look forward to you coming back.
Definitely.
A little further down the road. And you've been kind enough to bring some a portion of this artful fruit here to share with us today by way of a little insight into what's happening on stage tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8, and Sunday at 2. Please.
All right, here we go. Yeah, now this is one that it's a new piece. I'm very excited to read. The energy of tonight is all over the place, and I mean, there's projection, there's sound design, there's music, there's incredible singing and group performance. Imagine whatever you're hearing right now with eight or nine mouths and bodies. I mean, it's really stunning. Oh. So this is a simple moment, and it's dedicated to. And inspired by Paola Mendoza, who is one of the women that organized the Women's March, and her partner and my great friend Mike Skolnick and their baby Mateo Ali. They don't even know I wrote it for them, but she was in jail in protest outside of Trump Towers. Like she and the Women's March women like showed out to make the world better, and I was sort of struck by that, and this poem came out. And as an example, you're going to hear the piece, but well, I'll tell you afterwards what sort of the difference of process, what the piece is going to be, but also what the piece is going to be. So here we go. This is another world premiere, second time ever read out loud.
Woot.
Excuse me. There's nothing wrong with the night I'm having. I'm simply aware of the night I'm not having. The night I could be having. The night she's having. I'm simply aware of the fact that while I'm at home, she's in jail. And she doesn't have to be. I mean, she didn't have to protest. She could have stayed home, right? As this really doesn't affect her, except, of course, it does. Because it affects her friends. It affects her loved ones. It affects the country her son will grow up in. So it does. It does. It always does. And, of course, she has brown skin. So, in the eyes of the law, her citizenship is always questionable, and so, of course, why not her? But then again, why not me? On nights like tonight, at least some of the time, why not a little more my burden so that a little less theirs? And this is not about my whiteness and how I have the privilege to be home on this night that she is not, nor am I trying to suggest I have any reason to feel bad about this night, my night spent in sweatpants with a bottle of wine, wondering how I can saute radishes translucent and pair them with pear, how cactus apples bought from the Jewish market down the street might taste. It's simply on my mind, walking home, pairing flavors in my head that I will not spend tonight in a cell. I will sleep in my own bed, not some prison cot, because she made that choice. I did not. But this is not about me. It's not about how I've done wrong tonight. It's just about how tonight, when so much wrong is being done, she made a choice to do right, to use her body, her voice, to fight for the world in which she wants to live, because she didn't have to do what she did. Like me, she could have been home tonight playing with her kid, sleeping in her bed, but she chose to work for her kid instead, and she could have stayed home. You know, she could have made him laugh, but instead she left home to fight on his behalf. She left home preferring to call home and explain why sometimes mommies and daddies put aside their own pleasure to address someone else's pain. You hear me, Mateo? Baby, you understand tonight was daddy's turn to stay home so I could show up, link arms, hold hands, fight the good fight, the good struggle to be just in unjust times. Sometimes it requires good trouble, because the fact is that on any night that you don't struggle, baby, somebody else is. Anytime you don't feel pain, never forget, someone else does. See, this is about her. About her Instagram from Birmingham jail, telling us how right now she sits in jail on this night now, a lesson for us all. Hashtag how we fight now. You coming? Cause right now someone get beat down. It's Muslim in the dark of the park. Heartbeat, how it's drumming. Hear the siren sound of police loud. They coming. Dreamers grabbed in the streets now. They running. So you better run too. Speak now or something. Speak loud to Trump and his boys. Make noise. Say defeat now is coming. And on the night that she isn't, on the night she takes a night off, she deserves it. I mean, it's her own bed, so sometimes she prefers it. She more than earned the right to be well-fed, nourished. After all, the fight ahead is long, takes courage, and she knows it. The path isn't easy, and knowing that, she still chose it. That's who she is. That's who this is about. Her, not me. This is not about me, my risk, my pain. Other than a brief moment as I aerate the wine and listen to the rain to wonder why that is, why it isn't it also about me, or to wonder how quickly her fight might end if she was there tonight flanked by white friends. And again, there is nothing wrong with the way I spent tonight. But nothing wrong is not the same as something right.
Steve Connell,
Paola,
our guest.
Mendoza.
Wow. Wow. That's just an excerpt, just a slice.
Just a little bit. And you're going to see that. Can I tell a little bit about
it? Please.
So you're going to see that in this moment. It's big, big, big. And then all of a sudden, boom. The lights come down on me. Might as well be in the prison. This beautiful light, you'll hear the sound of the rain. So that's what you're going to see tonight. Aww. And it's going to take it to another level. There might be some projection behind it. But then, just to give you a glimpse, what the piece is in my head is all throughout is interpolated excerpts from Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham jail. So throughout it, probably on stage, it would be me and another, probably a woman, probably Paola maybe. And, you know, I mean, that idea. And she'd be, we'd be on these two spots and you'd be hearing her read both lines from a letter from Birmingham jail or lines from her emails and texts that I got as she writes to her friends that are arrested, that are scared, that are running. And you hear that in contrast, in almost like a duet. And possibly we pick, because Letter from Birmingham Jail sadly was never recorded because it was a letter. So maybe I'll find other quotes from Martin Luther King. So the other option is that imagine it as a duet with me and Martin Luther King. And he's saying those things like, yo, it's not the evil people that we got to worry about. It's the good people who do nothing, right? And so to see that contrasted by, you know, this white boy kind of saying, yo, how quickly, right, that line, how quickly might it end if she was there tonight flanked by white friends? And it's that reckoning that I don't have to be there, she don't have to be there, but damn, wouldn't the world be better quicker if we were?
UDaytonTickets.com.
Come see the show, y'all.
Ensures your spot there. You can pick tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8. There's a Sunday matinee at 2. All of this at the Black Box Theater in Fitz Hall on the UD campus. Again, UDaytonTickets.com ensures your place. Or if you feel lucky, we'll give you a chance right now. We'll take callers 9 and 10 at 937-769-1998. That's 769-1998 from right here in the Miami Valley. It's a performance that I think will leave us all with an ability to plot a way forward that has a place for us, has a place for me. Yeah. There's a place for all of us in this work to be done, unfinished. So ironically and wonderfully named on stage tonight with our guest, SteveConnellCreates.com.
Yeah, yeah.
For more information on this fine spirit gathering us together in many, many ways, but maybe the most important tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday right here in the Gem City.
Yes,
this
yes.
is member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton,
am
Springfield.
Am I saying goodbye? Is this...
We're just about, we're online at WYSO.org. We have just about a minute, and we're joining special coverage from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
as the president of our nation and the Prime Minister of Australia present a press conference, after which exactly two questions will be already decided, two questions by the U.S. Press Corps. So that's coming up. We expect the coverage to possibly extend into Fresh Air this afternoon. We will join Fresh Air at the conclusion of the remarks and press conference in D.C. And join Fresh Air at that time. We just have about 30 seconds. Steve Connell, what a delight.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so honored to be here. It is truly my delight. I will be back. Cincinnati Louder Than a Bomb has asked me to judge,
hey.
So I'll be back in April. Dave Chappelle, I hear you live out here, so
yeah.
get to the show, baby. You need to see it. I need to see you. And the president of Australia, you guys had a big massacre and got rid of guns. It happened. It worked. Smack them around if you got to, but make Trump listen. We got to get rid of the guns.
It is 2 o'clock. Thank you for listening to your public radio station, WYSO.
Why so?